Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. It is 5:10, 74 degrees on this Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. You can call or text at 570-883-0098. We're going to pick up with a call. We have Justin from Scranton on the Pittston Superintendent. Justin.
How you doing?
All right.
So what I was saying is, to your point of why was he not investigated for DUI and how he got home and everything, and I was also thinking, why was he charged with assault instead of criminal domestic violence?
These are just the initial charges. You know, domestic violence charges could be added on to it. But he was charged with assault and harassment. But they are encompassing. But again, these are just preliminary magistrate charges. When he is arraigned in the criminal court, we could see this change. But as far as any DUI, that'll be harder to prove or even charge because they would have they would have no evidence or such. But you bring up some good points. I mean, it was very evident they are married. It was very evident that this is domestic violence. So it's going to be interesting to see how this moves through the court system as it goes forward. Hopefully his wife continues to press charges and doesn't back out.
Oh, for sure. Well, that's all I had to say. I just wanted to make a little comment for you.
No, it was definitely noted in the charges. I mean, there may be domestic violence enhancements on there that just aren't being said in the story. I didn't have the court paperwork in front of me, but I could see that definitely being added because it does appear by all means to be domestic violence.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
All right,
you have
Justin.
A great evening, and thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Thank you for calling in with us. And again, you have something to say, 570-883-0098. There was a interesting story that broke this morning, and I got some information earlier of a post. And there's a private, I guess, Democratic chat here in Northeast Pennsylvania. It's called Blue Revival NEPA. And listen, it is what it is. I'm sure there's plenty of Red Revival. I don't know if it's called that. But, you know, there's different political chat groups and pages to where they're basically echo chambers for their own political views and such. But there was an interesting post after Sunday's – there was an event at Waldorf on Sunday for Scranton school board candidates. And I guess some people took exception that it may or may not have should been just Democrats alone. But usually when you run for school board, you cross register. either both Republican and Democrat, at least the school board members up in my area and the most that I've seen, usually cross file. So it appears, and I, based on the chatter here, that Rob Bresnahan, Congressman Rob Bresnahan, and his wife, Chelsea, did attend this event. Why they attended or who invited them, I do not have that. I'm looking into that. But after the event, an individual named Wendy Wilson. Now, Wendy Wilson is the comms director for Paige Cognetti's campaign, both her mayoral and her congressional campaign. She wrote a post in this Blue Revival, and this is the post. I'll read it to you. Fake Bob Casey strikes again. Now, Bob Casey is a school board, Scranton school board member. Fake Bob Casey strikes again. At Sunday's Democratic rally for Scranton school board candidates at the Waldorf, Bob, also a fake Democrat, ushered MAGA Congressman Rob Bresnahan around and introduced him to all the attendees at a Democratic rally in Scranton. This is fake Bob with Rob's wife, Chelsea, as he flaunts a marble red while a tooth hovers atop his lip. Fake Bob should stick to impersonating the real Bob Casey and writing fake endorsement letters for fake Democrat city council candidates. Well, it appears there seems to be a whole internal fight going on between Democrats. But here's the thing. Bob Casey was on our earlier show with Bob Cordero. And again, Bob Casey's political spectrum is the total opposite of mine, total opposite of Bob Cordero. I don't know him personally whatsoever, but he did say when he was on with Bob this morning that the picture that's posted of him, Bob Casey, and Chelsea, Rob's now wife, is from a few years ago. And he is, in fact, holding a cigarette in his hand, and he doesn't, in fact, look to have some of his teeth missing with one tooth, like overbiting his bottom lip. Now, what Bob Casey said this morning when he was on with Bob Cordero on his show is that this picture was from a few years ago, and it was right after he was getting cancer treatment, and he lost some of his teeth due to that cancer treatment. So for Wendy Wilson to take a picture from a few years ago, poke fun of his tooth hovering atop his lip when, in fact, it was due to cancer treatment is pretty low from all standards. And attacking fellow Democrats, especially when your candidate, because you are the comms director for Paige Cognetti, who's running for both mayor and Congress simultaneously, it's not unusual for a person who holds a position to run for another position, but it is unusual to run for two positions at the exact same time, regardless of what they tell you. So this post was posted in this Blue Revival NEPA, and I guess members of Blue Revival NEPA thought it was so abhorrent, they sent it my way. So this since-deleted post, you know, I have a snapshot of it, and I just shared it on my social media so you could see it as well. And I guess that wasn't enough, because after that, Wendy Wilson, under her own page, and again, I believe a since-deleted post, is holy guacamole. Aren't we supposed to be dedicated to keeping MAGA influence from creeping into the local Democratic Party? We're supposed to be Team Blue Revival with a couple of blue wave emojis. Anywho, I didn't delete the post, but I imagine the wise administrators did. I'll let the professionals take it from here. For more on the unfolding Bresnahan at the Waldorf Democrat rally scandal, read Chris Kelly's column on Wednesday for the full details. Let me ask you a question. On Monday, 3 days before Chris Kelly writes his opinion column in the Times Tribune, why would Wendy Wilson, who is the campaign comms director for Paige Cognetti's mayoral and congressional campaign, know what he's going to write about? Seems to be she kind of insinuated there that they're working maybe together. I mean, she says it outright. How would she know what is in Chris Kelly's column on Wednesday on a Monday? 3 whole days before it's written or published. One must think. One must think indeed. So, that's the ongoings. It seems to be a lot of dissension in the Democratic Party himself. And isn't her entire campaign Paige Cognetti's is Paige Against the Machine, right? I played an interview she did on MSNBC where she said she ran against the Democrat machine in Scranton. As a matter of fact, she attacked Democrats in that interview more than she attacked her opponent, Rob Bresnahan, Congressman Bresnahan, in next year's election, which is odd. And here is her comms director not only stirring up controversy within the Democrat Party, what she's surely going to need, her candidate is surely going to need in the election that's upcoming, but she's using a several-year-old picture, as per Bob Casey himself, of him and Chelsea before Chelsea was married at an event in the Poconos years ago when Chelsea was a reporter for Channel 16, where he just was undergoing cancer treatment, either radiation or chemo. I forget what he said. And lost some of his teeth because of it. How low do you have to be to make fun of someone for politics that just went through cancer treatment? And if you didn't know, and I'm sure the plausible deniability will be, well, I didn't know he went through cancer treatment. Well, you obviously decided to make fun of his appearance, regardless if you knew or not. And it turns out that it did not look good upon you. One must question Paige Cognetti, current mayor of Scranton, running for re-election of mayor, ready to use them as a stepping stool to possibly become the next congressperson for the 8th Congressional District. And that's up to the voters. We'll see where that goes. Who she surrounds herself with, if this is the type of people and the type of attacks that she's going to go with, simply because someone was cordial to a Republican at a meeting. And again, this was be it a Democratic fundraiser or a Democratic support meeting for candidates of the Scranton School District. Are any of them cross-registered to run as both Republican and Democrats? Now you have to ask yourself that question. And otherwise, isn't Congressman Rob Bresnahan the congressman for both Democrats and Republicans for this area as long as he's still elected to that position? I would assume so. I think it was good of him to come. And as Bob Casey, the school director, said that he took the time to speak to Rob Bresnahan about the federal cuts as far as school districts and health and stuff that would affect his district. So I think it was pretty admirable that Congressman Bresnahan and his now wife, Chelsea, would go to an event and be open to those conversations. These are the very same people that scream about, no, they had no town hall meetings. Well, here you had your own private meeting. But instead of taking advantage of it, it appears that Wendy Wilson, the campaign comms director for Paige Cognetti, wants to make fun of someone because of their cancer treatment. One of those shake your head moments here in Northeast Pennsylvania. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We got some text messages on that last story, and basically one of the text messages was that Wendy Wilson is not very bright. Well, Paige Cognetti, who's a Harvard graduate, hired her as her comms director for both her mayoral and her congressional campaign. So, I don't know, let that be said for itself. Wendy Wilson used to write an attack column in the Electric City newspaper under the alias Rube Lomaz. I did not know that. I'll take your word for it. Somebody texted in, independent here. Paige needs to fire her ASAP. Making light of anyone's appearance, no matter the cause, is disgusting, and unfortunately it has become the norm in politics and society due to our fake leaders constantly behaving the same irresponsible way. And those are the text messages on that case. Let me go to the phone now. We have Larry from Scranton on Bob Casey. Larry.
Hey, Rob.
How are
you? I've known Bob Casey for 65 years. And you'll never find a nicer guy, a smarter, just a common everyman guy. He'd do anything for anybody. He started out his political career years ago, and I think he got swept up with the Democratic Party. Right?
Yeah.
But now he's the elder statesman, and he can see the writing on the wall that the old Democratic Party is long gone, and the new Democratic Party, they're out of their minds. But Bob Casey is one that will try to help the taxpayers, whether it's the county, the school board, the city of Scranton. He loves the city of Scranton. Yeah, he is one of the finest people I've ever met in my life.
And you've known him for 65 years, you said, Larry?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me ask, if you don't mind telling us, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm a registered Democrat, only registered.
Well, like you said, the Democrat Party.
For the person.
Yeah, the Democrat Party has been taken over by progressive leftists, and we've seen that time and time again. This is not the Democrat Party of JFK any longer, and I think a lot of people, I think Democrats like yourself, recognize that. Were you aware of this attack from Mayor Paige Cognetti's communications director on him?
No, not until I just heard it on your show.
Yeah, Bob Casey was on Bob Cordero's show earlier today, this morning. He was in the studio and came in because he himself felt so disgusted by the comments that were here. And
unfortunately, I had to work today. I'm retired, but I work part-time.
Well, good for
you. I actually worked for Bob Casey in the private sector, and I've known him for years and years. And he would do anything for anybody. I knew his mother. His mother was a saint, and his whole family.
Do you think this attack from someone who works for the mayor and who's running for Congress at the same time is going to benefit Democrats and her stance in the city?
No, this is coming from a registered Democrat. No way. No way.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. We got some text messages on that last story, and basically one of the text messages was that Wendy Wilson is not very bright. Well, Paige Cognetti, who's a Harvard graduate, hired her as her comms director for both her mayoral and her congressional campaign. So, I don't know, let that be said for itself. Wendy Wilson used to write an attack column in the Electric City newspaper under the alias Rube Lomaz. I did not know that. I'll take your word for it. Somebody texted in, independent here. Paige needs to fire her ASAP. Making light of anyone's appearance, no matter the cause, is disgusting, and unfortunately it has become the norm in politics and society due to our fake leaders constantly behaving the same irresponsible way. Those are the text messages on that case. Let me go to the phone now. We have Larry from Scranton on Bob Casey. Larry.
Hey, Rob.
How are you?
Known Bob Casey for 65 years, and you'll never find a nicer guy, a smarter, just a common everyman guy. He'd do anything for anybody. He started out his political career years ago. And I think he got swept up with the Democratic Party, right?
Yeah.
But now he's the elder statesman, and he can see the writing on the wall that the old Democratic Party is long gone, and the new Democratic Party, they're out of their minds. But Bob Casey is one that will try to help the taxpayers, whether it's the county, the school board, the city of Scranton. He loves the city of Scranton. Yeah, he is one of the finest people I've ever met in my life.
And you've known him for 65 years, you said, Larry?
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Let me ask, if you don't mind telling us, are you a Democrat or a Republican?
I'm a registered Democrat, only registered.
Well, like you said, the Democrat Party.
For the person.
Yeah, the Democrat Party has been taken over by progressive leftists, and we've seen that time and time again. This is not the Democrat Party of JFK any longer, and I think a lot of people, I think Democrats like yourself, recognize that. Were you aware of this attack from Mayor Paige Cognetti's communications director on him?
No, not until I just heard it on your show.
Yeah, Bob Casey was on Bob Cordero's show earlier today, this morning. He was in the studio and came in because he himself felt so disgusted by the comments that were here. And
unfortunately, I had to work today. I'm retired, but I work part-time.
Well, good for
you. I actually worked for Bob Casey in the private sector, and I've known him for years and years. And he would do anything for anybody.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I knew his mother. His mother was a saint, and his whole family.
Do you think this attack from someone who works for the mayor and who's running for Congress at the same time is going to benefit Democrats and her stance in the city?
No, this is coming from a registered Democrat. No way. No way. The old guard is gone, and Bob Casey started realizing this probably 20 years ago. He was out of the public light for a while, and now he's the guy on the school board that he's trying to help the taxpayers. And the young people look at him as the old guy. Oh, he's just the old guy. He doesn't know anything. He knows lots. He knows lots.
Yeah, and okay? And for this communications director, for Wendy Wilson, who was acting on her own behalf, but you know she does have the title of communications director for the mayor and her congressional campaign, to poke fun at his appearance, which happened to be a picture from a few years ago when he was undergoing either radiation or chemotherapy for some cancer treatment, I think it's kind of low.
That's the bottom of the barrel. Bottom of the barrel.
All right.
Bottom of the barrel.
Well, thank you for listening, Rob, and I'm glad you got the information here, and now you know it. And go ahead.
Rob, I like your show. Keep up the good work. Thanks, bud.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you. And listen, Larry's a registered Democrat. He's an old-school Democrat, which is good, and these are conversations I love to have. Just like I would have been sure that the conversation between Bob Casey and Congressman Bresnahan at this event was cordial and nice, because that's the way it should be. But, you know, there's other plans and politics involved, and we see how vicious people can get. And who people surround themselves with is very telling on who they are. So pay attention, Scranton. Pay attention, Congressional 8th District. This is what you got. It's 5:31 here at WILK. It's time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:36, 74 degrees on this Tuesday, October 7th, as we start to wind things down here. Got a text message in. I know Bob Casey 20 plus years. Our kids went to Catholic school together. The nicest guy in the world, the nicest family you'll ever meet. I'm also a lifetime registered Democrat who voted for Donald Trump 3 times. I always put Bob Casey's sign in my yard, and he gets my vote when he's running. Looking at some other text messages coming in. Just so you're aware, Columbus Day is coming up on Monday, and PennDOT driver's license photo centers will be closed for Columbus Day. So if you need any driver's licenses services, the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation announced yesterday that all driver's license and photo centers, including full-time service center in Harrisburg, will be closed October 11th through the 13th. So that would be, I think, Saturday through Monday. So if they're normally open on Saturday, I don't think any are open on Sunday, but if they're normally open on Saturday, they will be closed this weekend. So if you need driver's license services, get it done before Friday or on Friday or after Monday. While in-person services will be unavailable during the 3-day closure, PennDOT reminds customers that most drivers and vehicle services remain accessible online 24/7 through the driver and vehicle service website. Online services include renewals for driver's license, photo IDs, and vehicle registrations, driver history reports and address changes, registration, restoration letters and fee payments for driver's license or insurance, request for duplicate driver's license and IDs, and real ID pre-verification can all be done online. So if you do need driver's license services, for in-person, just be advised they will be closed Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for Columbus Day. We also have, are the Phillies playing tonight, Jake? Are they off tonight? They're on the brink of elimination. All right, so after game 2 loss to the Dodgers in the NLDS, the Phillies are on the brink of elimination. Blake Snell snuck out 9-over-6 shutout innings of a one-hit ball for the Dodgers before relievers Alex Vesia thwarted Philadelphia's 9th-inning rally, sending Los Angeles to a 4-3 victory over the Phillies in Game 2. I guess tomorrow it's do or die, right? So if you're a Phillies fan, hang on to your seats. The World Series champion Dodgers took a 2-0 lead in the best-of-5 series and can advance to their 17th National League Championship Series with a Game 3 win Wednesday night, and it's back home in Los Angeles. 2-time Cy Young Award-winning Snell was sensational against another punchless effort from the Phillies in their playoffs. Turner NL home run champion Kyle Schwarber and 2-time NL MVP Bryce Harper went on to combine for a 1-for-10 with 5 strikeouts. So it's do or die for the Phillies. If you're a Philly fan, that game is tomorrow. Unknown about the time because it is on the West Coast. Does not say. I'm sure Jake will get it. Because that's my guy that does that. He's my sports guru.
9:08 tomorrow.
9:08 tomorrow.
Our time.
Oh, that's a late.
Yeah.
That's a late. We figure because it's the West Coast, so that would be 6.
Yeah, 6:08 their time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and ultimately, I mean, I hate to say it. I know there was a lot of Philly fans listening, but I pretty much have a feeling the Dodgers are going to sweep them. I think what you've had here is just very, very inconsistent, I guess you could say, is the way that the Phillies have been. Saturday night, they jumped out to a 3-0 lead. They blew that game. Last night, they were down 4-0. They made a comeback all the way to 4-3, but it wasn't, obviously wasn't enough in the end. Talking about the defending champions and whatnot. So Yeah, I think they get eliminated tomorrow, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't follow baseball whatsoever, but I saw the story. I know there's Philly fans who listen, so we figured we'd throw it into the news rotation here. So 9 o'clock tomorrow, or just after 9 o'clock tomorrow, our time. You'll have your time. It means a lot of people are going to be hurting the next day, right?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Thursday morning is going to be a rough one for a lot of people. If they win or lose.
Yeah,
listen, I know how it goes. Win or lose, I'm having my drink. So that's baseball for you. Oh, thanks, Jake. It is 5:41 here at WILK. We'll be back. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. It is 5:47 here, 74 degrees, as we start to wind things down. So the CDC has stopped recommending COVID-19 shots for all, leaves the decisions to the patients. Shouldn't that be the case anyway, right? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has adopted recommendations by a new group of vaccine advisors and stopped recommending COVID-19 shots for anyone, leaving the choice up to the patients. Again, the way it should be. The government's health agency on Monday announced that it has adopted recommendations made last month by the advisors picked by U.S. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Before this year, U.S. health officials, following recommendations by infectious disease experts, yeah, we saw how wonderful a job they did, recommended annual COVID-19 boosters for all Americans ages 6 months and older. The idea was to update protections against the coronavirus as it continues to evolve. Listen, I understand there's supposedly this new strain of COVID going around, and I couldn't tell you or tell you not if that's what I had last week. It very well could be because I did lose my smell for a little bit, which why I took a couple of days off. But no different than any other respiratory illness I have or have had. And if you go to the doctor or hospital, if it's RSV, if it's COVID, if it's the flu, if it's a sinus, they are treating them all the same. And you will get over it just the same. Now, if you are highly vulnerable, like the flu causes deaths every year by numerous numbers, those are the people who need to take your serious precautions. And if you're in that criteria, then by all means, do what you need to do for yourself. But as far as forcing others to do it, listen, I had COVID. I had the original strain of COVID in November when COVID for that first year it started. I think it started around March. By November, I finally caught it. My wife finally caught it. And it was bad. It was 2 weeks, 14 days of where I thought for sure I would end up in a hospital because I have a compromised respiratory condition thanks to 9/11. But I did not. You know, I was miserable. It was bad. You know, I give all the kudos to my wife because she had all the same symptoms I did. But you know how men are. You know, we're little babies when it comes to that thing. And I have not. I will. I'm not afraid to admit that. But for 14 days, it was utterly miserable. And then after that, everything was fine again. Now it did ruin my smell for months, if not permanently, because even now I smell cigarette smoke at random times for no apparent reason. And if you do some research on it, that is a side effect of COVID. My brother, on the other hand, who did smoke previously in his life, no longer, he smells campfire smoke, you know, randomly. And again, not being caused by anything. And it was weird because I was yelling at my family who was hanging around people who smoked because all of a sudden, you know, I'm laying in my bedroom or sitting in the living room and I smell cigarette smoke. And it turns out it was just, you know, the screwed up smell senses in my sinuses. I did some sinus smell therapy because that's how bad it was with not being able to differentiate different things. It helped a little bit. But when the COVID vaccine first came out and there was all the push, hey, everybody needs to do this, I made the mistake and did it because we had a daughter with type 1 diabetes who also has a compromised immune system. So, you know, we try to do the right thing as a family when something like that happens. So we went and did it. And I felt worse from the COVID vaccine than I did from actually having COVID. And I had COVID bad for 14 days. For 3 days when I got the first shot, I was out, done, couldn't get out of bed. And then the second shot, which was, what, a month later, I had 24 hours, just 24 hours of the chills that I could not control. But after 24 hours, I was good. What I have noticed and what my cardiologist has noticed is it did change things in my cardiac condition, that vaccine. And that is now not only COVID itself, but the vaccine has been known to cause some issues. So that's between you and your doctor, just like it's between me and my doctor. I regret to this day getting that shot, the vaccine. And because I did get the vaccine, I got the two-shot series, which I regret to this day, and end up getting COVID three or four times again after the fact as the different strains came by over the past insinuating years. So it really didn't do what they were supposed to do. As far as these people who were on their eighth or ninth booster or whatever we're up to at this point, hey, you do you. But thankfully, it's not pushed on everyone else. I think it was a mistake. I think it was rushed. And then again, just my opinion. And now my doctor's opinion, because my doctor and I actually laugh about this now, because what's the fallout from what they did with this COVID vaccine? I'll tell you the fallout. I have not gotten the flu shot since COVID. Now, when I got my COVID, during COVID, I got my last flu vaccine. So that was what, 2021, 2020 was my last flu vaccine. And not that I'm against the flu vaccine, I actually recommend it. It's just they've made me shy as far as vaccines go. For the past couple of years, I've been going because I'm at the age to get the shingles vaccine, which is a series of two shots. Now, I have had chickenpox as a youth because back in our age, we were able to get the chickenpox. My mother, when she was still alive, had shingles, and it wasn't pretty. My wife's mother had shingles, and it wasn't pretty. My wife has gotten the shingles vaccine. I have been putting it off because, again, they have turned me off to vaccines. So the fallout from the COVID-19 force that they did on a lot of people, and I wasn't forced because of my job. A matter of fact, they gave me two days' pay for getting the vaccine if I showed them proof of a vaccine. So they basically bribed me at my job to get a vaccine. You know, it wasn't held against my wishes, but a lot of people were, especially in our military, first responders, nurses. By all means, listen, I have family who works in the medical field. They don't even test for COVID anymore. If you have a respiratory illness, you have a respiratory illness. They're all the same. They're all treated the same. RSV, the flu, COVID. And now you get reports every once in a while that this new harsh strain of COVID that's going around. Well, if that's what I just got, yeah, it knocked me for a loop for a week. I still have a little residual congestion, but I'm fine. I'm better. And again, I have a compromised respiratory system by a lot. My normal O2 levels is in the high 80s, sometimes low 90s if I'm having a good day, where I should be in the high 90s. Anytime I get surgery, and I've had plenty of surgeries, I've had both my biceps ripped off, I had my rotator cuff ripped off. You know, I've had all these things corrected, and when you go into surgery and you're sitting there and you're on pain medication or semi-sedated, all these alarms keep going off because my oxygen level drops too low. And I tell them after the third time they come running in, I'm like, listen, either don't give me pain medication so I can sleep or stop running in here because my oxygen is normally in the 80s and the alarms are going to go off. So mute the alarm and leave me alone. I'm fine. It's also one of the reasons why I have an O2 meter at home for when I get respiratory sick. I could monitor it. But, you know, I think that any vaccine should be your choice between you and your doctor. And you do you. If you want to be on your eighth COVID booster vaccine or whatever it is, that's you. As long as it's not forced on everyone else, because again, I've had COVID four or five times. I got the original two-shot booster series, and I regret it to this day. I regret it more than getting COVID. I'm actually glad we got COVID because I think it built immunity naturally, which is the whole point of it. So I have no issues with this. And again, the fallout from it is just me personally. I haven't gotten the flu vaccine in the past 4 years. And I'm holding off the shingles vaccine, which is probably to my detriment because if I get shingles, I'm going to be extremely miserable. So welcome changes as far as I'm concerned. I think we got one more perks left, right, before we go here. Are we done? No, we're done with perks, right? Oh, we're done with perks. It's 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back. Well, that's it for us today on this Tuesday, October 7th. Did get a bunch of text messaging in. Thanks for listening all the way to the end. Somebody said, glad to hear about the smells. I smelled what I described as burning leaves for weeks. People thought I was nuts. No, it's do some research on it. Cigarette smoke, burning wood, leaves, a bunch. Actually, there's some even worse where some people smelled burning, rotting flesh. So thankfully, I didn't have that. But yeah, I got some smell therapy, which is basically they get some essential oils that you smell different ones and try to differentiate. I lost my smell for about 3 or 4 months during original COVID. And then, you know, again, I smell these random smells every now and then, mostly cigarette smoke. But last week when I was sick with this respiratory, I lost my smell for 2 days. So could it have been another variant of COVID? Could be. I'm not testing because I don't care. It's the flu. And that's the way we treated it. And here I am. Oh, everything's just fine. Somebody said, get the shingles vaccine. I will. I'm just, you know, putting it off. And lots of others. Text messages coming in. Somebody asked me my blood type, and I told them I'm not. It's written on my bulletproof vest when I was a cop, so I'm not shy of that. Somebody said, I think O was fairly immune, my sister-in-law and me. My wife is O, and she ended up getting COVID the same time I did and a few times after. So anytime I got it, she got it. She was better at it than I was. I'll be sure about that. You know how the man cold works. I don't care if it's COVID, the flu, or just the common cold. We're going to milk it for everything we got. No, I don't have stoner roommates. Sorry, no smokers in my house, which is why it was unusual. And it's what it is. That's it for today. God bless. Be safe. We will see you tomorrow.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before, T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.